Storytelling pro Evropu.
Storytelling para Europa.
Storytelling for Europe.
Storytelling pre Europu.
Camilla, I have experience bullying. Camilla grew up in a mixed village called Bistre, and ever since she was small, she dreamt of becoming an actress. Her talent for recitation was spotted in school. She also liked coming first in competitions. She is currently shooting her first film while attending school. Even though she is young, she has a tough experience behind her. It almost made her commit suicide. My name is Camilla, and I come from a village called Bistre. Although I like the place a lot, I wouldn't like to stay there forever. When I envisage myself in a couple of years, I see myself living abroad, maybe in Cuba, with a husband who is a musician. I'm shooting a film there, having a pretty good career and a lot of children. Ever since I was small, I've dreamt of becoming a musical actress. I did recitation at school. I participated in competitions and loved getting attention, laughter. My dream is coming true as I'm studying acting in Kosice, and I love it. My weakness, though, is that I'm not a responsible and patient person. I love art. I like reading books, reciting, and doing theater. I've recently started shooting a Roma film where I'm the main character, a gypsy girl who falls in love with a white man. It's quite a typical topic where a girl gets into a fight with her mom, who does not want her in her family because of this, and so she ends up going back to her old gypsy boyfriend, whom she's been with since she was little. Not everything in my life was perfect. I grew up with my parents and 5 siblings. Some of them lived their own lives. One of my sisters is still studying at university, and one of my brothers is currently doing his bachelor's degree. I remember one of the most difficult times that I experienced as a primary school student. There used to be 4 of us Roma students, but gradually all 3 of the other students moved abroad. They left for England because they struggled financially. For example, one of them had 8 other siblings. It was hard for her family, but they're doing much better abroad. In class, I was the only Roma student left, and I started feeling lonely. The girls didn't want to accept me into their group. They even made it more and more clear that I was a gypsy. For example, when we were doing a test, they always made fun of me, saying, "You're so stupid anyway, you'll get an F." It all started when a group of classmates came up to me during a break and started insulting me about being a dirty gypsy. The girls insulted not only me, but also my family. They laughed at me every time, and once it even escalated to a physical attack when a classmate pulled my hair. The worst thing is that I started doubting myself and believing that they were right. I couldn't take the pressure. One day I came home, overdosed on pills, and tried to commit suicide. Looking back at the situation now, I think envy was behind it all. One of my classmates resented me as she was not able to go to competitions and recite. Once we had a poetry recital in class, which I won, and she didn't make it to the next round. She got revenge by convincing other classmates to be against me. It was a tough lesson for me, and I learned a lot. I was able to overcome it with the help of my mother, mentor, and priest, who taught me to value life. Today, I know we have only one life. Maybe God had plans for me back then, and that's why I had to go through it. But I'm honestly afraid that it could happen to me again in life, that someone will want to hurt me or make decisions for me. I love acting, and that's why I want to study it further at the Academy of Performing Arts in Bratislava. I've always been competitive and have gone after what I want. I don't hide that I like to win, and I even do well in various singing competitions. I like to show what I know and push myself forward. It makes me happy that I got the opportunity to develop my talent through the organization Deve Maki. Thanks to them, I also got into the Young Roma Leaders Program. I believe that through my experiences, I will be able to motivate young Roma people to overcome obstacles, go after their goals, and never be discouraged by people who don't want them to succeed in life.
Project Storytelling for Europe is funded by the European Union and Erasmus Plus programme.